listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, August 20th. Hi, I'm Skylar James, your host of Trail Mix, bringing you essential summer songs all season long, and that season is coming to an end. Welcome to the penultimate episode of Trail Mix 2025. I cannot believe we are nearing the end already. This summer has seemed so incredibly short, but then also I think back to when I recorded that first Trail Mix episode, and it does in fact seem like lifetimes ago. In August, especially at the end of August, I get what I call the August scaries. Now, if you've ever heard of the Sunday scaries, you know, that feeling that you get on Sunday where you can't really enjoy your Sunday because you're just thinking about going back to work or back to school Monday morning. I get that feeling, but for like the month of August, because September is so terrifying to me, because I have yet to be outside of school, and I am going back to school, and I don't not like school. I don't like school very much, so I get what's called the August scaries. Now, August scaries usually manifest in one of two ways. In terms of music, I either listen to, like, you know, more lower, like low type beats music, chill, folk, you know. The August scaries has manifested for me this August in like hard rock, which, you know, usually I get into some rock vibes in August, but never like this. And so this Trail Mix episode, it's one person, it's me. I've bookended it. We're starting with rock. We're going, you could say, alt-rock, Midwest emo-inspired alt-rock. We're going pop, very nostalgic, disco-inspired, bedroom pop vibes. Then we're going back to rock to finish the show. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be an energetic hour, so make sure you stick around. We're going to start, though, with an artist that I'm seeing open up for My Chemical Romance in Toronto in 2 days time. That's right, it's Pixies here, Debaser.
I want you to know. Don't know about you. was gasping for your love. I watched from above as we drove into the river's mouth. I worked myself into a state. I left my home and said it couldn't wait. Cause I've been dreaming that the roads that lead to your ghost might start to deteriorate. But if the Rockies knew how much love it took to leave you, they'd show me how a heart can break away for a highway to leave through. Cause soon there'll be Canadian shields through my home and my heels, and thousands of miles to deny how it feels.
Wilderness there, the end of Highway 1, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. That is from the Wilderness's album, Strangers I Used to Love, released last year. If you aren't tapped in to the Kingston music news, let me help you out for a second. The Wilderness, they've been a band from Kingston for about 10 years now. I think actually 10 years now. I'm trying to think about my like shirt that I have that says the date that they started, and I want to say it says 2015 on it. Anyways, been a staple in my life for the past couple of years. I've become very quickly obsessed with them, seen them way too many times live, traveled to see them live all across Ontario. They are going on indefinite hiatus. Very devastating for me personally. I know a lot of other people are devastated, but just think about me in this moment. No, they've had a rough couple of years, the band. I fully support, you know, them doing what's best for them and what they need to do. But They're releasing one last single called Complicated Feeling. It's coming out soon. I don't know the exact date. And they're going on a few tour dates for a sort of farewell tour across Ontario. They're starting in Guelph, then going to Toronto, then going to Cornwall, and ending in Kingston at the Broom Factory. You know I have my tickets, so that's why I'm plugging the tour. You know my rule. If I don't have tickets, I'm not plugging the tour. I have my tickets for three of the shows. And I think Kingston is sold out. But if you're willing to travel and you have not seen the Wilderness, there is a reason why I have seen them almost, I want to say, 8 or 9 times over the past 2 years. They are fantastic live. Don't miss your chance. Tickets are on sale now. And Toronto tickets are very cheap. I think I paid $15 for my, or like $15 plus fees for my Horseshoe Tavern ticket. So that's all I'm saying. If you're willing to travel to Toronto, I think it's going to be a great show. We're going to continue on with what I think calling Midwest emo inspired alt rock, but I also don't know. Listen, I'm not going to put it in a box. That's just what I feel like it is. Canadian artist, The Weaker Thans here, Reconstruction Site.
Car on a road in the dark and it's snowing. If I'm more than it means less, last call for happiness. I'm your dress near the back of your knees and your slip is showing. I'm afloat in a summer parade, up the street in the town that you were born in. With the girl at the top wearing tulle and a miss somewhere sash, waving like the queen. But beauty's just another word, I'm never certain how to spell. Go tell the nurse to turn the TV back on and throw away my misery. It never meant that much to me. It never sent a get well card. Like a bad joke somebody's uncle told at a wedding reception in 1972, where a little boy under a table with cake in his hair stared at the grown-up feet as they danced and swayed. And his father laughed and talked on the long ride home. And his mother laughed and talked on the long ride home. And he thought about how everyone dies someday. And when tomorrow gets here, where will yesterday be? And fell asleep in his brand new winter coat. Buy me a shiny new machine that runs on lies and gasoline. And all those batteries we stole from smoke alarms. And disassembles my despair. Never took me anywhere. It never once bought me a drink.
When I was just a boy, we'll call it 15 or so, I found myself annoyed by a syndrome of sorts in my bones. That girl who's next to me, she found herself bored to tears. She realized if she wanted conversation, she's out of luck for 3 more years. When I moved away from home, 100 miles or so, I knew a change had grown. aside my awkwardly long limbs and bones. That girl who's next to me, she's friendly and thoughtful and quite awfully pretty, but all she has to say is a meathead themed monologue on why Brad ran away. She said, all I can hope for is for me to get better, 'cause all I can take is no more. He was with me. He needed more than me. I'm friendly and thoughtful and quite awfully pretty, but he needed more than me. When I felt that I should leave, we'll call it midnight or so, I found myself annoyed by a syndrome of sorts in her bones. That girl who's next to me, she don't know her worth in this town, 'cause her face starts to shine when that meathead behind me is grinning as he's checking her out. I said, all I can hope for is for you to get better, 'cause all I can take is no more.
Modern baseball, tears over beers, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. I've been doing this thing at the end of every year for the past like 6 or 7 years now, where I present my top 10 albums of the year. It started as a, here are my 10 favorite albums released this year, in no particular order. Then I started sort of ordering them. Then I did an honorable mention EP list because, you know, in the streaming age, some people consider EPs an album, but I do not. And now it's gotten a bit out of hand, might I, if I, you know, could say that. It's gotten a bit intense, where it's like the Grammys, but better, because I have better opinions, clearly, and no one actually wins anything. So it's lovely. Just kidding, Grammys are fine, whatever. But I do favorite albums, favorite songs, favorite Canadian albums. This is so stupid. Favorite EPs. And then I did a favorite deluxe slash remix album. Different category than albums. Favorite singles, which they have to be released as a single, not just a song. And then favorite new to me albums, which is an album that I, you know, maybe would have listened to in the past before, but wasn't in a rotation, so to speak. I've listened to it for the first time, or for the first time actively, that year. And all of this to say, you know, it's a bit intense, which is why now that the summer's winding down, now that Trail Mix is winding down, it's really in the front of my mind is what's going to win? What's going to win this year? What's going to be my favorites? Because I find a lot of the time that it goes sort of hand in hand, where my music taste obviously influences Trail Mix, but if I play something on Trail Mix, I'm more likely to listen to it more than if I hadn't played it on Trail Mix. Does that make sense? I influence my own music taste with this show. Anyways, all of this to say, and I only started talking about this because there hasn't been like the album for me yet. This year, there have been a lot of albums that I've really, really, really liked, but it hasn't been like, this is my 2025 album yet, though. There are a lot of albums coming out very, very soon, and I will talk about them later on this show. But one of the albums that came out earlier this year, I had listened to, I was like, it's fine. And then I kept listening to it. And every time I listen to it now, it keeps going up in my ranking, in my mind. And that is the album that this song is off of. Oh, look at that segue. By Sam Fender here off of his album People Watching. This is Crumbling Empire.
Rolled like the surface of the moon. A Detroit neighborhood left to ruin. Gill at the wheel showed me the sight of this crumbling empire. Following suit in the Atlantic mud. Under the Baggett Bridge they shiver. It's one for me and one for the dead and one for my crumbling empire. I'm not preaching, I'm just talking. I don't wear the shoes I used to walk in. But I can't help thinking where to take me. Board. It got privatized, the work degraded in this crumbling empire. My mother delivered most of the kids in this town. My stepdad drove in a tank for the crown. They left the homeless down and out in their crumbling empire.
For weeks, if I'm undecided, you decide for me. Baby, I'll do anything that you wanna. I'll try anything that you wanna. I'll try.
The 1975 Oh Caroline, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. If you've been with me since the beginning of this hour here, you would know that it's the penultimate Trail Mix episode of this summer. And if you haven't been here with me since the beginning of the hour, now you know as well. The end of Trail Mix means that we basically have an entire Trail Mix playlist, which is one of my most exciting moments of the summer. If you're not locked in to the Trail Mix playlist, what are you even doing? It's Trail Mix at any moment in your life on demand. If you go to cfrc.ca onto my programs page, just look at the schedule. Wednesdays at 6, there's Trail Mix right there. The playlist link is right there on my homepage. Listen to it. It's good. It's good. There's no repeats. That's my little catchphrase that I adopted this summer. Summer hits all season long with no repeats. And no repeats there is. We're going to get back into some more new music off of his new album, Wishbone. Conan Gray here, Caramel.
You think of that time. Promise is spoken, all coming back as lies. But you with your soft, sweet kiss is all I miss in the back of my mind.
Demi Wolf there with Soup, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. That song has just such good feel-good vibes to it. It was one of my favorite songs released last summer, and I could not believe that I hadn't played it on Trail Mix yet. So I had to play it for this end of August feel-good show. The next track that I'm going to play is a new song from Canadian artist Fontaine. Now, Fontaine released an EP a couple of years ago in 2022 called Yarrow Lover. I saw Fontaine live at the Broom Factory earlier this year, or no, late last year, and they're absolutely fantastic singer. They tour with Boy Golden. They're in Boy Golden's band, and I think that has rubbed off on them because they've taken a bit of a pivot with this new single, but I am loving the sound and direction that they're going in. So off of their upcoming album, Good Buddy, this is Fontaine here, Good Buddy.
It's fine by your side. Gentle morning mumble talking, late rainy night cold walking. If your end in mind, it's hard to be sad all the time. So cover me up, spin me around, tell me you're not gonna leave. But I already know you're a good buddy to me. Swaying in your living room, you already know that I love you. Let's go where the sea meets the sky.
thousand little snapshots picturing me and you. Tell me, do you do that too? Tell me I'm a source of pain for you. Feelings are forever, but they're yours to go. Burn them like a Molotov. If you wanna talk, you can call. If you don't wanna talk, don't call me at all.
There with Talk, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. New single there from Kingston-based band Cassador. Earlier in the show, I said I would talk about some upcoming albums that I'm excited for. One of them being Wolf Alice's new album, The Clearing, coming out this Friday, actually, in 2 days. Very, very excited for that one. We'll hear some Wolf Alice in a bit. But then another album that I'm very excited for, Doty. This album is coming out October 3rd. Doty, singer-songwriter, not playing her today. Her songs aren't very trail mixy. At least they don't fit in this one here. But I absolutely love her. Been a fan of her music for a while. But unfortunately, Doty has been cursed. The Taylor curse has been placed upon Doty as Taylor Swift's new album is also coming out October 3rd. I am excited to see what is, you know, in the cards for Taylor for this album, though. She hasn't worked with some of these producers since 1989, and 1989 is what I would say my second favorite Taylor Swift album is, behind the Folklore Evermore sister album pairing. And, you know, excited to see what comes of it. Have not been a fan of the last two Taylor albums. Also wasn't a fan of her last two re-recordings. I actually actively disliked the 1989 re-recording, so we'll see. But Doty has been Taylor Swift cursed. You never want that to happen to your favorite artist, but alas, it happened to me. Time for some Yeah Yeah Yeahs here, Cheated Hearts.
Cheated by the opposite of love, held on high from up above, above, kept my high from the second one, kept my eye on the first one. Now take these rings and stole them safe away, I'll wear them on another rainy day. Take these rings and stole them safe away, I'll wear them on another rainy day. Take these rings, stole them safe away.
Alice there with a smile, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. Not a new single from Wolf Alice there, even though they have a new album coming out this Friday. That song is from their 2021 album, but I have been rocking out to it in the car on my way from home to work and then back, doing a little drumming on the steering wheel. Speaking of drumming on the steering wheel, my favorite band at the moment, or one of my favorite bands at the moment, has just released a song a couple days ago about exactly that. That's right, everybody. We have a new single from 21 Pilots off of their upcoming album, Breach. The single's name is Drum Show. 21 Pilots, if you didn't know, is made up of two guys. There's a singer, Tyler Joseph, and a drummer, Josh Dunn. And this song is clearly about Josh and him drumming along in the car to escape reality. And clearly, I relate to that song just a bit. But I mean, I feel like even if, you know, even if you don't drive, even if you don't listen to drum heavy music, there is like a sort of universal understanding, or I don't know, message, story in this song of using music to escape reality, maybe things inside your head, using it as a coping mechanism for things. And this song, instant classic for me. It has quickly become, I think, one of my favorite 21 Pilots songs. I think the more and more that it's out, it's just going to grow on me even more. It's gone, what I like to say, triple platinum in my house already, and it's been out for 2 days at the time that I'm recording this. So, I don't know. And Josh Dunn, who usually does backing vocals on live shows for them during their live shows, has now studio recorded main vocals, which is very exciting for us fans. Anyways, the chorus is super catchy. I haven't been able to get it out of my head. It's some of their finest work, so I said, ugh, I've gotta play it on Trail Mix, even though it's a bit harder rock than I would usually play, but it's too good to not play it. 21 Pilots here, Drum Show.
Putting on a drum show. All around as his head starts to fall, turns it up. Stuck between a rock and a home. Two places he does not wanna go. So, so he's putting on a drum show. Huge.
With Open Mouths, the podcast is hosted